21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron has a new Squadron Chief Warrant Officer on Thursday. Chief Warrant Officer Kelvin Turriff relinquished his appointment to Chief Warrant Officer Brian Leonard at 22 Wing, Canadian Forces Base, CFB, North Bay. As I assume my new responsibilities as the 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron Chief with the support of its members and the unwavering encouragement of my wife, I am excited by the significance of our 24/7 mission and the dedication of the members of 21 Squadron, said Leonard. I am looking forward to working with and getting to know each of you and aiding you in any way I can during my appointment at 21 Squadron. And I say to our foe, intruder beware. Leonard enrolled in the Canadian Armed Forces in 1994 with the West Nova Scotia Regiment Infantry Reserve. He transferred to the regular force as an imagery technician in 2004 and after completing his trade qualification was posted to 14 Wing, Canadian Forces Base, CFB, Greenwood. A year later, he was attached and posted to CFB Borden at the Imaging School to aid in the redesign of the imagery qualification course, transferring from film to digital technology. During his time as an imagery technician, Leonard flew with both the Aurora and Hercules airframes, deployed across the globe on training and operations, and completed his ship's team divers course, to become an underwater photographer. Most recently he was appointed as the Public Affairs Branch Chief and Assistant Deputy Minister, Public Affairs, Unit Chief. In this role, he enjoyed working with the branch advisor to aid in the development of the branch, and its members and assist in the current occupational analysis, while directly working with unit members. Canadian Armed Forces Chief Warrant Officers are promoted into the Chief Warrant Officer Corps. The Squadron Chief Warrant Officer is the highest-ranking non-commissioned member, NCM, within a squadron, who directly advises the commanding officer of the squadron on issues pertaining to NCMs. They provide counsel, direction and guidance to the leadership when making decisions affecting the morale and discipline while achieving a balance between the mission, morale, and welfare of military members and their families. It is with great pride and many fond memories that I say farewell to members of 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron, said Turriff. At the end of this appointment, I will become the 7 Communications Group, Group Chief. During my time as Commanding Officer of 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron, I consider myself very fortunate to have had Chief Warrant Officer Kelvin Turriff serve as my command team partner, said Lieutenant Colonel J.J. Varon. His calm composure, experienced counsel, and sound judgment have proven invaluable to me personally, and to members of 21 Squadron as a whole. Chief Turriff has made an impactful difference in the lives of the members of 21 Squadron and their families. Varon presided over the ceremony witnessed by members of 21 Squadron and local dignitaries. 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron's mission is to provide surveillance, identification, warning and control of Canadian aerospace, through the use of our national sensor network and airborne assets. 22 Wing North Bay 21 Aerospace Control and Warning Squadron.